Let's hear it then.
Every day we lit.
Yeah.
With Billy Blacko on the Blazed Out Show.
Yeah. It's your boy Billy Blacko. We are now tuned in to the greatest. It's Channel Zero Live right here, man. One more time. I got a special guest in the house today, man. Her name is Q Nova. She's on the line right now. Q, what's up?
Hey, everyone. I'm glad to be here. It's a pleasure. Pleasure to be here with We Blazing Hip Hop Artists. And it's just such a blessing to be here today. I appreciate it.
Yo, thank you. Thank you for your time right now. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Q Nova.
Okay. Q Nova.
Where did that name come from? Where are you from, first of all? And how did you come up with the name Q Nova?
Well, your girl Q Nova, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, East Atlanta. And my name is special to me, y'all, because the Q actually represents my first name. I just love the letter Q. May sound weird, but I love the letter Q. Mm-hmm. Nova, that's the brightest star in the galaxy that shines 1,000 times brighter than all the stars. So you put that together, you get Q Nova.
Q Nova. All right, so being from Atlanta, Georgia, you know, we're coming up in Atlanta and seeing all the artists that's developed and made Atlanta
right.
What it is today.
That's right.
What part are you bringing to the game?
Well, for me, I feel like I'm bringing something pretty much different from the game. There's a lot of talented artists out here over the world, period. You know, I give all props to everyone. Mm-hmm. But I want to share my talents with everyone. I believe that I do bring something different to the table, something that everyone could pretty much relate to, vibe to. Doesn't matter if you're female, male, female. It doesn't matter. I really do believe they love my music, and I do what I love, and I put my all in it.
All right, that's what it is, man. So Q Nova is in mm-hmm. the house. Like I said, she got the new single jumping off. I'm so hyped. So tell me about that single and tell me why everybody is getting so hype off this record.
Well, first of all, it's not just pointing out just one particular age group. It's for all people. Everyone want to go out and have fun and look good and just feel nice. And, you know, you get dressed up and, you know, it's for everyone. All groups, all ages. Anybody want to leave out and get so hype? You can pretty much relate to that song right there.
Exactly. So tell me, are you the life of the party when it comes to partying?
I am the life of the party. I love to meet new people. I love to engage with all people supporting me, my fans. So they mean a lot to me, and they play a big role in this. They really promote me and support me, and that's what we all need. We need support.
Exactly. We definitely need support out here. So the record is jumping off. I heard you got the worldwide release on the 7th, right?
Oh yeah, worldwide release is on the 7th, September the 7th. That's Friday. And we're actually, anyone right now, as of today, you can pre-order right now over all digital platforms. So you go in, look up I'm So Hype, go to iTunes, whatever it is that you want to go to, you can get that I'm So Hype.
Get that I'm So Hype right now. All major platforms, man. So definitely, Q, so living back to living in Atlanta, because Atlanta is like the mecca of hip-hop right now. We're coming
it
out
is.
With everything. We're bringing all the new artists, all the new sounds. Just the culture is going on from the Migos to even Cardi B's touching some of this Atlanta-style music. So being a female in the game and seeing how artists like the Cardi B's and the Nicki Minaj's and the Rap Cities and all the females in the game, where do you fit in as a female artist?
Well, I believe I fit in. I'm very versatile, you know, so being a female artist, first of all, it could be challenging, but you have to put your foot down and let everyone know that, hey, we women, we have something to talk about too. So if you just dedicated, determined, pushing your music and just making a name for yourself, no matter where you are, it doesn't matter, Atlanta, you know, Mississippi, Tennessee, Florida, long as you put your foot down and, you know, show that this is what you love to do and you want to pursue on with, you know, you want to just do it. You know, music is my life. I love music. So where I fit in is I think I fit in everywhere.
You fit in right there. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So coming up, writing your lyrics and coming up with songs and concepts mm-hmm. and stuff like that, tell me the ingredients that's put in to make a record like I'm So Hype.
Oh, man. Well, the ingredients are secret ingredients. But I'm going to share some with you today. It's just mainly what I've been through, past experiences, and just, you know, getting on a level of how what's going on today, uh-huh. how people react to certain things. I think about everything, you know, what would people like to hear? With that, I'm actually, you know, incorporating like my taste, my own style. So I'm not losing myself.
Right.
And I, of course, I love to sit down. I still do the old thing. I sit down with some paper and a pen and write down my lyrics, because writing your own lyrics, that's the whole part of it.
That's what
makes you you. So, you know, when you actually putting your all into everything, that's including lyrics.
Right. That's good. It's good right there. So tell me, with the mm-hmm. record jumping off, everybody's loving it right now. We're playing it all across the board. What are three things that make you hype?
Three things that makes me hype is that, okay, first of all, I love people. So the vibe that I'm putting off to other people, that actually rubs off to other people. You know, it rubs off on everyone. You know, I can go somewhere and I can just play that song in my car. I have people coming out to me like, who is that? Who is that? You know, and they actually get hyped. So vibes, the vibe that you put off,
uh-huh.
the style and technique, that makes me so hype. That actually plays a key role in everything. So, you know, when I'm up on stage doing my thing, what I do, how I say it, how I express myself, that's another key factor. Also, just being Q-Nova and just being down to earth, humble, you know, and just knowing where I came from, where I'm from, you know, I can pretty much, you know, relate to other people and situations that we all go through. So right. just being humble and staying grounded, that's the third key factor right there.
All right, y'all got it right here. So Q, give them your social media so they can go follow you right now and see what's going on with you on this social media.
Okay, well, you know, right now they can follow me on Instagram. That's Q-Nova, Q-N-O-V-A 24. And from there's other links that they can follow me on, like as far as Facebook and Twitter, everything is combined. So go to Instagram, Q-Nova 24.
Q-Nova 24. I just pulled up right here, man. It's real easy, man. So definitely y'all go follow Queen Q-Nova at Q-Nova 24 on Instagram. All the links are there for you. All the SoundClouds, the mm-hmm. Reverb Nation, it's
That's
on
right,
there
Michelle.
For you to go follow her and check out her music. No excuses at all. And she's a good-looking woman, I should say. So definitely, fellas, you definitely want to go follow her, check her music out, and get hype, man. Get hype with her. So what's next for Q-Nova?
What's next for me? Well, I want to, you know, making a song like this, I'm so hyped. You got to have something else coming back right behind it, to ground it.
Right.
So, you know, what's next? Right now, I'm focusing on this single. So I'm doing shows. Anything that, you know, like if people want to book me, all that information, like as far as the Q-Nova 24 on Instagram,
uh-huh.
they can follow the links on there where they can actually, you know, companies and venues, they can actually book me on there. So I'm really focusing on this one particular song because I'm getting a lot of good feedback. A lot of good feedback from young, middle-aged, everyone. I'm getting a lot of good feedback from them. I'm so hyped.
Yeah, you're getting people hype out here with this, man. All right, and it's so
good
to hear. In a good way. It's so good to hear a female artist coming up and working so hard and being humble in the game. You know what I'm saying? It's coming up. So what are some of the difficulties that you face being a female artist and dealing with men? Because I know a lot of female artists, you know what I'm saying? And it has to be some type of challenge, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be working with so many men in the industry and just, you know what I mean, avoiding I don't know what to say, avoiding that pitfall of that or that hole that they try to put you in with dealing with them. Because I mean, just tell me a little bit about, touch on that and give me a little bit of how you deal with it.
Okay, well, first of all, it is kind of tough being a female artist and making a name for yourself. So what I've noticed is that guys, they pretty much get the publicity first or the support first from other guys. So that makes me seem like, okay, well, it's kind of iffy. I have to continue to push myself out there. For example, you know, when I went to the studio one time, it was a lot of guys there. And I was like, hey, you know, when I first started rapping, play this song. And they're like, I got you. But they never played it. It took so long for them to play it, I kept coming to them because it was actually special guests inside of the studio.
Right.
So they were like, oh, man, okay, well, I'm going to play it. All right. So everybody scattered around. This is a huge studio.
Right.
You know, they got games over here, pool tables over here. Everybody just scattered out in this huge studio. Mm-hmm. So they finally played my record. Hey, I looked up. All of the guys were surrounded. Like, is this you? I'm like, yeah, I tried to tell you. So, you know, I never really had a problem with guys bumping my music, because you know sometimes guys may feel like, oh man, I'm not gonna ride with no girl with no chick playing in my car, you know, and that's just the truth, that's life. But you know, on that level, I never really experienced like a guy saying, oh, I'm not gonna bump Q-Nova, because like I said, I bring something different to the table,
right?
So guys can relate too, you know. So you know, just guys support guys faster than women would support women. So That's what I get, you know, I've saw so far. But you know, you can get a guy just coming out with his music or whatever, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get a lot of guys, it's like, oh yeah. But when a female come out, I'm like, oh, you know, let me see. So we have to like push harder to show people that we're serious and that we can make a noise as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. I believe you on that one. Okay, and so the single is moving, the stage performance is there. What other things are you doing to get the people hype? Because this single is real, real tough, man. I've been listening to it all morning, man, just bumping it. And I'm hearing the record to get you hype. Like, I got it playing right now in the background, like, and it's just so much energy that's going on in this record. What's the stage performance like, and what's the feedback from the crowd?
Oh, well, you know, with that song, you know, right there, it's special to me, you know, just the energy I put in it. Like I said, interacting with the crowd, not just being up there, just standing up, I'm so hype. You can't just do that.
Right.
You have to, whatever it is that you're speaking on, whatever it is that you're writing about, whatever it is that you want to share and show the world what you're talking about, you have to go out there, you know, and put you got to put everything in it that you have. And I actually go out and I talk to the crowd. I come up and, you know how you get those signals like, hey, hype it up. I'm going moving from here to there. So I'm not just in one place. I'm actually showing the energy. My energy matches with my song.
Right.
My performance energy matches.
Okay, you getting it first. You getting it real, real, real live right here from Channel Zero Live. Billy Blocko. I got my girl Q-Nova in the house. She's explaining the reason why I'm so hyped. It's just got everybody buzzing right now. Okay.
Everybody.
So moving right along, being like an artist in Atlanta and coming out in Atlanta and doing shows. So what are the shows like, do you have any shows that's coming up or anything that people can go see you?
Well, actually, I have a single release party coming up. That's next month.
Right.
So when everything comes together, I'm going to actually, like I said, they follow that Instagram, Q-Nova 24. I'm going to have everything posted up. I'm inviting everyone to come out. I'm actually going to do the song itself. I'm going to perform the I'm So Hype.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's welcome to come. So that will be my next biggest thing I do for the I'm So Hype song that I have out right now that I'm promoting.
Okay, so you got the release party coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all heard it, next month, which is a couple of days from now.
It would definitely be posted on there. So all only thing they got to do, go to Qnova 24 and keep checking in with me. I got you.
All right, Qnova, I thank you for your time. Could you please give them your social media one more time just so they can get it?
Oh, yeah. Follow me on Instagram. That's Qnova, Q-N-O-V-A, 24. And you can check out other links and other music from me. You know, I just want to share my music and my talent to the world, show them what I'm bringing to the table. And also, you know, if you don't mind, I would like to give some special shout outs.
Oh, definitely. Go right on.
First of all, I want to shout out you for actually having me here on this live air interview. I appreciate that. It's such a blessing.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And also, my producer who actually made that I'm So Hype music, Pat Runs. Also shout out to Maxwell Entertainment Group. Max, he's a big part of this movement. I really do appreciate him. And also Defcon, he's the videographer, so of making that I'm So Hype the video. So excited. I thank you, and I'm ready to get it.
So is advice.
Okay.
Female artists, because they always need support and they always need that advice to keep it pushing, keep hustling in the game. So if give some advice for a female up and coming artist.
Okay. So first of all, don't give up. Don't give up. It can be hard. You can see, or you may go through something, some type of feelings or emotions. Like, oh man, I can't do it. I can't push it. Or, you know, I'm not getting that support. I'm not, you know, doing it like how everyone else is doing it. Don't look at what everybody else is doing. Focus on your music. Focus on your crafts. Be dedicated. Think positive and go for it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Queen. Qnova. I want to call you Queen Nova for reason, but I'm pretty sure that Queen Nova, you might have an album coming out called Queen Nova one time.
Queen Nova. Okay. Yes. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, definitely. But Qnova is in the building. Y'all definitely go check her single out, I'm So Hype. All major platforms, download it, stream it, do whatever you need to get it, man. Go check out on Instagram also at Qnova24. Man,
yeah,
it's going down right here on Channel Zero Live with your boy Billy Blocko and Qnova. We out. Go ahead and introduce that single so we can jump it off.
Okay, the single is I'm So Hype. So hopefully you guys love it. Follow me. I got more for you. And it don't stop there.
I'm so hyped. Put your brains on. Yeah, you out of sight. Mixing drinks. Rolling all night. And if you so wrong, then why you feel right? They say the juice so you done it. Mixing drinks, so rolling all night. And if you
so hot, man, I be so lit. Look around, the club is thick, turned up, hot pitch. I must admit, we feeling it. Popping bottles like a zit. It's a movie like a flip.